Xin chào.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Sawasdee ka.
Sabaidee. Ni hao.
Xin chào.
Mingala wa.
Kamusta ka?
Hey everybody, welcome to Dragon Radio. This is Dragon Radio 54. I'm your host, Tony Reno. Welcome to the show. We've got a great show today. We've got music from Japan and Taiwan. And also, as I promised last time, we have an interview with Peter Mossman and Per Lebeck, better known as Hotel VW. You can check out their website, hotelvw.com. Basically, they're driving a van from Thailand to Denmark and collecting sounds and video and hopefully producing a pretty cool CD, DVD set when they're done with that, all featuring music from the trip, mostly Asia. So it fits right in with Dragon Radio perfectly. So I hope you enjoy the interview. It runs a little bit long, about 15 minutes, but not too long, hopefully. And then what we'll do is maybe next month, we'll check in with the guys and see how they are. I believe they're in Pakistan now. They're heading to Pakistan. So we'll catch up with them and get an update. So it'll be kind of neat to hear what they were doing when they first started out. Hong Kong was only their second stop. And I caught up with them about 6 or 8 months ago. And this is the interview that I did with them. So I'll play that for you a little bit later. But let's start off the show with music from Japan. This is another JapanFiles.com band. The band is called Lynn Clover. Now, Lynn Clover's been traveling in the U.S. and playing live, so you might have seen them already live. But if not, you really should give it a listen. It's good music. You can download the files as well at JapanFiles.com. So do that if you like the music. Okay? Always send me an email, info@dragonradio.hk, if you like the music you hear. So listen to this, Lynn Clover's Iron Will on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. I love that track. Lynn Clover from Japan, and that song was Iron Will. They were touring in the United States. They may be on their way to Europe as we speak. And as always, you can find their music on JapanFiles.com, and it's DRM free. I know Apple just announced that they're going to start charging more for DRM music, but JapanFiles.com does not do that. Right from the get-go, DRM free. So check out more Lynn Clover. I promise you the rest of it's just as good as that track. Okay, well, I just want to remind you that if you want, you can send me an email, info@dragonradio.hk. Please go to the website, check out the bands, the links to the bands. Also, vote for your favorite band of the show. And also, don't forget, if this is the first time you're listening to Dragon Radio, go and subscribe to the podcast. You can use any kind of feed reader you want, Google, Yahoo, iTunes, whatever. Go subscribe and get it automatically every time I put out a new show. So, let's get to the interview now, the meat of the show. This is an interview I did 6 to 8 months ago with Pear and Peter from Hotel VW. And basically, it's them explaining what they're up to and what they're doing. And like I said before, what we'll do is we'll follow up this interview in the next show or the show after that with an update from the guys. We're going to Skype call them and see what they're up to. So let's get right into the interview right here on Dragon Radio. DragonRadio.hk. We have a special feature today. We're talking to Hotel VW, and we have Peter. Peter, what's your full name?
Mossman.
What I wanted to find out about your whole project is, what is the purpose? From what I've seen on the website and what I've read on the internet, you're in a VW van, you're traveling around Asia, collecting sounds, and then what are you doing with these sounds?
Well, basically, like you say, we're actually not traveling around Asia, we're traveling all the way back to Copenhagen from Bangkok, and we're collecting sounds and music to release. My part of this is to make a CD, a music CD. It's going to be recording a surround sound, so I'm recording with 5 microphones most of the time, and we can also to release either a super audio CD, which is in surround, or a DVD audio, which means we can have pictures and stuff going with it. And basically, it's to record in like layers. So we start in Bangkok, we record the I have my music, the musicians play on top of my music, and then every country go to, they can hear the previous country and play on top of it. And we're going to go through 15 countries this way. And as well as the music, also record the sounds, go around trying to capture the sound of a country. What's the sound of Hong Kong? What's the sound of China? What's the sound of Thailand? And whether it's like in Thailand, one of the people we interviewed suggested it's the sound of the wind blowing through the rice fields, then we should go and try and capture that sound.
So what's your history? Let's go back a little bit and start in Bangkok. Why were you in Bangkok? Why did you start in Bangkok?
I started in Bangkok because I heard that, the whole thing started because I used to have an old Volkswagen, and I fell in love with that car, and I've always loved that car. And I've been living in Denmark 12, 14 years or something, and the cars there, they're either very expensive or they're not in very good condition because they put salt in the roads and they're all rusted. And a friend of mine was in Bangkok, and they said they saw many of them, and they're in very good condition because they don't have snow and ice and salt and things which eat them. So I thought, okay, then I can go to Bangkok and buy one and drive it home. And then in Denmark, my job is I'm a music producer. I have a music production company. And so I contacted Per, who has a documentary film production company, and I said, well, what do you think about this idea? And he came up with the idea, well, why not record a CD along the way home? And that's how this whole project started.
And as far as your route, what is your route exactly, and why was it chosen in that particular, you know, direction?
Our route has changed several times since the original plan. I mean, the original plan was just like, look at the map and draw a line. Okay, Bangkok, Denmark, we'd go this way. Then as you start to get into it, you think, okay, well, we can't drive through this country because it's Burma, and then, or we can't do this. So originally we wanted to go through many different countries that we can't go through because of permission. And because you have to get invited. For example, we wanted to go to take a ferry from India to Oman and Yemen and go through Saudi, and that was like absolutely impossible. So then thought, okay, we go up through China, and that seemed possible, and it is possible, but it's cost prohibitive. It's going to cost $10,000 a month to rent the papers we need, which is ridiculous. So now the route is, we've been to Bangkok, we've driven around Thailand, we've driven around Laos, we drove back to Bangkok, we've shipped the car to Kolkata. So right now, as we speak, we hope the car is in a container ship somewhere on its way to India. So then we flew to Hong Kong, and then we're going to take the train tomorrow up to China, go to, there's a place with the Longhorn Miao tribe, there's a small tribe, they sing very special way. Then we're going to go up to Guizhou, I think, and take the Tibet Express to Tibet. Then from Tibet, we're going to travel through to Kathmandu in Nepal, and then go down to Kolkata to get the car out of customs. Then we're going to drive across India, then through Pakistan, Iran, Turkey, Bulgaria, Romania, Czech Republic, then into maybe going to Austria, maybe Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Denmark. But we're not sure. We know it's sort of, things change all the time.
Sure. The first thing that comes to mind, and I thought about this when I saw your website, was what if the van doesn't make it to Kolkata? What's your backup?
The van will make it. That's not an option. I mean, it's like, if anything breaks, it can be replaced. I mean, if the engine blows up, you can easily get an engine for a VW anywhere. I mean, the engine's been reconditioned twice. It's running like a new car. It's the brakes, the whole brake system just got fixed in Thailand. The engine reconditioned. So technically the car is sound and running well. It looks a bit of a mess. You know, the doors sometimes don't close properly. There's like a little hole in the floor. Water might come in the window. But I mean, that won't stop us from driving there. And again, Volkswagen, it's a very simple, very basic car to work on. And it's air-cooled. So it's I don't imagine it's a... it's a problem. I mean, I believe that car can drive a few times around the world.
I agree. It probably could. I'm just wondering about the actual shipping method and all the papers going through and arriving. If, let's say, it didn't arrive, and obviously you can get around like you are in Hong Kong without it, how would it affect the recording process?
It won't affect the recording process. Because when we're recording, I have a backpack. I have the whole studio is actually in my back. When using the car for, when at the end of the day we come back, we sit down, we edit, we can monitor what we've done, we can, you know, actually work on the tracks a little bit. And the car's basically for taking us from A to B. If the car doesn't show up in India now, then we're going to, in November, middle of November, we're flying back to Denmark anyway, and the car was going to stay in India, and we were going to come back in March next year. So if the car's delayed a week, 2 weeks, even a month, it doesn't really matter on this stage of the trip. So we'll get there eventually.
It matters in a way because we use the car to monitor what's been recorded, and we use it so that we know which sounds to pick. Like, for instance, the guy who fixed the car in Bangkok, turns out all of a sudden his phone rang that he's a human beatboxer. So that's like, oh, this is really cool. We wouldn't have recorded that if we hadn't took the car to a garage. So it turns out, okay, we've got the human beatbox of this Thai mechanic who's doing this, which is really cool. Turns out, okay, we need something to play on top of that. We need drums. Okay, so now we're in Hong Kong, we need drums. And then we listen to it in the car, we say, okay, this would sound really cool with some drums on top of it. We go to Hong Kong, now we meet with this band called Dear Jane, and the drummer turns out he's really cool. So it's like, we're asking him, could you please play on top of this? So as we go along, the route changes according to what we've recorded. And that, I mean, listening to that in the car helps us, because it's all surround sound, it helps us understand what we need.
And I guess it's a good point to introduce you as well. Per, what is your involvement in this whole project?
Well, I'm the video maker of this trip. I'm a documentary maker. And when Peter called me and asked me, could we make a documentary about this? I said, yes, we need something more than just the actual traveling. We also need the music. So I came aboard, like, because I have a fascination for developing countries or whatever it's called. I've made documentaries around the world, and this is a chance for me to travel through a lot of these countries that I know about. Some of them I've traveled in before. A lot of them I have not been to before. So for me, this is like a way to also to see these countries through Peter's ears, actually, because I'm making him stand in a place and say, okay, what do you hear? And we're stood in a subway station in Bangkok. I was like, okay, describe to me what are the sounds you're hearing right now? And he's like, okay, I can hear the tuk-tuk, I can hear the squeaking escalator, I can hear the commercial over there, I can hear all that stuff. And then we have to go around and find the sounds that he hears. Or I make him go on a sound safari. So we walk around in the streets, the small alley streets of Bangkok, looking for or listening for cool sounds, and then I'm like following it with my camera and following him to force him to find some cool sounds. So that's like my
Had you known each other or worked together before this project?
Yeah, Peter made music for my last two documentaries, and I thought he had a really cool way of being like flexible.
So in the end, in this project, are you looking for one complete DVD CD set, or what's the goal at the end after you put this all together?
The original plan when we sat down and talked about it was Pear makes the film, he takes care of that, and I make the CD. So the CD is mine, the film is his.
And how has it been so far here in Hong Kong? How have you, A, liked the place, and B, you're working with Dear Jane. How is that all working out?
I've been here in 2002. I was here alone. And it's not how I remember it. It's
changed. It changes every year. I've been here 6 years, and it's not just you.
Okay. Yeah, but it's much different. But it's working with Dear Jane is great, because they're cool, they're natural, they're not... what's the word? They're not false. That they're genuine people, and they seem like good fun, and they've got good energy, and it's been refreshing. And it's also been so different to what we've been doing in Bangkok. You know, we've been in this little village. We went up the Mekong River in Laos for 2 hours, and we found this little guy playing this traditional instrument. And then also in Thailand, we were recording people playing very traditional instruments, actually making the instrument and playing it. And then we come here and we go to this club and see this rock band. So the contrast has been amazing. And it's been very refreshing in that way to see something completely different.
Have you been focusing on traditional music, traditional instruments, or just whatever you come across?
I think that basically it's going to be mostly traditional, because of where we're traveling is mostly rural areas. But of course, Hong Kong's a major city, and you know, we take what we can get.
And if you don't mind me asking, how is the financing for this whole project? Are you getting a lot of sponsorship, or is it all personal funding?
We're struggling with sponsorships. We got sponsors for them. My microphones have been sponsored from DPA, and we've been sponsored some from Danish Foreign Ministry to Danida, and also the TV company, and CKU. Also our travel insurance, we got, and what we offer our sponsors is we give them a name on the homepage, link the homepage. We also give them a name on the CD with a logo on the CD. When it's finished, they get the name on the text of the television afterwards, and they come out in the newsletter, and that's what we give them. And
have you gone after the software makers, or like even Apple?
I've gone after Apple, but I haven't, not directly. I went through an Apple dealer in Denmark, and I never got any reply. But what we plan to do is get some shots of the Macintosh, like in the jungle, you know, in extreme situations. So it's like more interesting. That shows what a Mac can do. You know, it can work in a major city, and it works in the middle of the jungle in 40 degrees. So I've asked Peter to give me some clips of that so we can like send that to them and try and get some sponsor from.
Yeah, let me know how that goes. I'm trying to do the same thing. I feel invested all this money in their equipment and their software. Yeah. At least they could do is kick a little back and let people know, hey, this is what the software and the hardware can do.
I'm very happy for Macintosh. So, I mean, I'd be even more happy to tell people that if they could sponsor with financial support or some software, because they also own... The software uses is Logic 7.
This is maybe a tough question, and I don't want to offend you, but there was a project not too long ago called One Giant Leap. And from what I gather, they're pretty much doing the same thing. Different countries, possibly, but the same thing. How is your project different?
Well, believe it or not, I'd never heard of One Giant Leap until we started talking about this project, and we got it going, and a radio DJ... Mick Eid in Denmark, he suggested to me, oh, you know, you should see this film, you should see this, because it's totally what you're doing. And it's like, and he keeps, every time I see him, he goes, have you seen it yet? And I haven't, and I don't want to see it, because and he's almost like, you know, go buy this, you know. He said he was going to buy it for me in the end. I was like, I don't want to see it, because I don't want to get influenced, and I want to genuinely go out and do this. If it looks the same at the end, it's not my fault. Maybe it's because we both had the same idea, but I've not seen that movie, and all I've heard about it is this guy's talking about it, and you just mentioned it now.
Okay, well, that's actually a good attitude to have, and I applaud you for staying away from it. Any weird stories so far, or like things you never expected happen? Hopefully not any lost equipment, but any interesting anecdotes you have so far?
The whole thing has been so surreal. I mean, we've been in some situations, we look at each other and just think, where are we? Because everything is so mixed up. There was once we wanted to get the car blessed by a monk. So we found a monk at this petrol station, and so he said, okay, if you can bless the car. So he needed some talcum powder and water. So he went into the kiosk and he mixed his talcum powder and water in the car, in his hands. And he jumped in and he's like drawing this thing, and it's just, you know, bald monk, just got his monk clothes on. So Pear was filming this. And then that was great. And then afterwards, you know, he jumped out of the car, he pulls out his mobile phone and starts taking pictures of us. You know, it was like, you know, and this, for one, he had a mobile phone, for two, he knew how it worked, and for three, he had this like picture camera thing on it. And it was like such a strange contrast, yeah. And I'm sure there's a few more things I can think of.
Another fun thing is that a lot of these things that happen are like a lot of it is by chance. So I was like, I've been asking Peter the whole time, we need a beautiful girl with a beautiful voice. Because I envisioned that for this film. Like, I was asking Peter for a beautiful girl with a beautiful voice, and he comes up, have you seen the cleaner girl at the hotel? I'm like, I have not seen the beautiful girl yet. And turns out there's a girl running around in the hotel cleaning the rooms, and while she's cleaning the room, she's singing, and turns out to have a really good voice. So we put her in the Volkswagen and record her. So it's like things like happen just have your ears open, you hear all kinds of funny stuff around you.
So I think the cool thing about at least the composition seems that it's just completely random. Yeah. I mean, you're not having preconceived. It's impossible for you to preconceive anything, really.
The original idea was I actually made some backing tracks with some chords and some sequences which people could play on top of. But in Laos, we went up the river into the middle of the jungle to record some people. I don't think I'd ever seen a computer before, and we put these little villagers with these headphones on, and it's like, can you play on top? And they're just like, you know, blank expression. So we gave up that idea and just got them to play what they normally play. And then I got them to play, I assume, if they can play, not a song which they've learned, but just improvise, just jam. And so we've started doing that, and then I'm going to edit it and cut it, and so I'll get what he played and put it on top of the beatbox guy from Bangkok, or the guy playing the can in Thailand, or so it's just I'm going to try and make them play on top of each other so they can hear, but if each other's instruments in different countries, and hopefully they get inspired from that. But if it's impossible, then I'll just record them individually playing on top of a beat or something, just so they hold the tempo, and then I'll cut it together afterwards.
And Per, what about for the DVD? What are you thinking for the final product? I mean, I guess the only thing I'm not too sure of is which project is supporting which project. Is the DVD supporting the audio project? The audio project is primary, and the DVD secondary? Or do you hope to get something, some primary project out of it?
Of course, to me, the film is the primary project. So, no, but the funny thing is, like, I record something. Like, I go, for instance, to the railway station in Bangkok and film these really cool railroad tracks, people living on the railroad tracks. Then Peter sees that and is like, oh, fuck, I gotta make a railroad track. So it's like, and I hear some of his recorded, and I was like, oh, I gotta get the pictures from the things that you've heard. So it's like, who's supporting who? It's difficult to say because things merge out of, it's like 1 + 1 = 10, not 2.
Well, I wish you both luck, and please keep me up to date on how things are going, especially in the Asian countries and China. I'd be interested to hear any music you have to pass on to my listeners, any cool bands. Dear Jane actually is a Hong Kong band I hadn't heard play live. I've heard the name, so I'll try to make some contact with them through you. But I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Okay, that was an interview with Hotel VW. Check out their website, hotelvw.com. You can check on the updates of the guys and see where they've been already. Like I said earlier, they're in Pakistan now or on their way, and we're going to catch up with them via Skype sometime soon. Okay, well, let's finish the show off because we're running out of time. We're going to play one more song from Taiwan. This is a band called Independent Race and a song called Faith, provided provided by my good friend Chris. Thanks, Chris, for sending this to me. A lot of great music in Taiwan, as we all know, but Chris sent me a whole batch of some brand new stuff, so I'm excited to play it all for you right here on Dragon Radio. But we'll get to that in another show. Also, my trip to China was a great success. I brought back some great CDs. We'll get that in the future as well. So please, please keep listening, okay? This is Independent Race from Taiwan and their song Faith on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Have a good week.
Oh.